Calling all small firm architects, it's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast, it's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Welcome to the Entree Architect Studio. Hi, my name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where every Friday I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Entree Architect Studio is a series of special bonus episodes where I invite inspiring, passionate people to share their knowledge and information about the building products and the services to help you build better buildings. I'm glad you're here. Let's go see who's joining us today at the Entree Architect Studio. And one more quick note before we get started. This episode was recorded live at AIA Conference in Chicago at the RCAT booth under the Big Red A. So please enjoy the background noise as an added feature to this episode. Let's get to it. So who are you and what do you do?
All right. Hi, Mark. My name is Bill Long. I work with PPG on the architectural coatings business. I am an architectural specification manager covering the Chicago metro area.
All right, so you're local.
I am a local, not originally, but last 5 years, Chicago.
Where before you moved here?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So Gary, who are you and what do you do?
So thanks, Mark. Yep, I'm Gary Edgar, and I'm the national specification manager for building products and the warranties for our building products, our factory applied metal coatings.
All right.
So, I've been with PPG about 25 years.
Tell me what PPG does and what's new there.
So PPG, I mean, what's new with us is we're talking about sustainability, right? So some of our new products, our new powder coating products, are about long-term performance, being able to actually have products that are low or no VOC, and also provide, again, the long-term performance and the sustainability. So
let's talk a little bit about PPG as a company, the brand and the structure of PPG. How PPG is a big company, been around a long time. How is it structured in terms of, you know, the sure. different segments of how
sure.
you serve?
Great question, Mark. And yeah, a global company. PPG has been around for 138 years and, you know, I think about 50,000 employees at this point. And we have a motto at PPG where we say one PPG. And what that means is we have all sorts of different business segments, everything from industrial, like Gary works for architectural coatings, like myself, protective and marine, who we have represented today. And what we try and do with architectural firms, designers, and any customer that we do have is we want to make sure that we are in, they know that we internally are connecting the dots between one business segment to the next. We understand that it's not just architectural coatings on a project. We're going to run the gamut between PMC, industrial, architectural coatings, flooring, and anything else that is paint or coating related. So we like to use the motto One PPG. We like to be a trusted partner to the architect, and we like to do that by connecting the dots for them and ensuring that they know we are there to work with them on projects from the beginning towards the end, so the whole project life cycle, and we do that by working internally with our different business units.
So no matter what type of coatings that we're looking for, we can go to PPG, to reach out to our representative, and you'll be able to help us with a product that works for whatever our problem is.
I can tell you that with 100% confidence, that is a true statement, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely good to know, because it is such a big company. It does so many different things. You know, you don't know, okay, this is a marine finish. Who do I contact? Well, just contact your rep, and they'll take care of you and point you in the right direction.
That's exactly right, and that's what I've been telling people here all day. There's people here from all over the country, and I am happy to connect them with their rep when the time is right, and I will do it maybe tomorrow, but or maybe it will be next week, but I will definitely connect the dots when they are comfortable and ready, so we can then pass the job on. Yep.
All right, great. PPG, yeah, I mean, we hear PPG, you think paint, right? But PPG is coatings of all kinds, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we coat just about everything you look at and touch. We coat airplanes, automobiles, appliances, the computers, your phone, probably this microphone, all the material in this building, everything you could touch in this building, and the exterior.
Very interesting.
So it's actually pretty amazing.
So what type of products are you working with as a rep?
Yeah, so we have what we're kind of representing today, along with many other products, is our copper armor product, which is an antiviral, antimicrobial product put on interior substrates, and within 2 hours of drying, it will kill viruses and bacteria for up to 5 years. So we're representing that, and as Gary was saying, yep, we have a lot of different business segments here, including aerospace, automotive, we have industrial here, protective and marine, architectural coatings, and we have our color and design team here as well at the AIA conference, which has been great so far.
So copper armor, that's an antiviral, antibacterial coating, right? But is it paint?
It is paint, 100% acrylic paint, can be tinted in any color, and it's paint, great for education, healthcare, really anything that gets painted inside. But that seems to be the direction that we are going with interior paints. Gary talked a little bit about sustainability. And as we talk to specifiers in the Chicago market and nationally, we see that there is a link between what firms want to do on their specifications and sustainability across the board. And we as a company, I think, are 100% on board with that trend.
It's obvious that it's a necessary product right now, right? With the pandemic and the things that are going on, is this a product that was in the pipeline prior to that, or how does a product like that go through a process of coming to market?
COVID had a big, COVID was really the thing that initiated the antiviral pain, I think. As it initiated a lot of change in what the world looks like today. So I think that was the initial thing that started the copper armor product, and PPG was the first to get the product made and put it out, and we're very proud of that. So the product as a whole, we are very proud of. We were obviously standing by that, and we're happy that it's in all states besides California right now in the United States. So we're working on California, but we're happy to have it everywhere else.
So what other products are you talking about at the conference here today?
So again, one of our newest products is our Coroflon Platinum. It's a powder coat. It's FGIA 2605. So it's longest term, right, performance. And typically we coat exterior buildings. And those buildings typically have a 20-year warranty. So Durinar has been around. We've been selling Durinar for about 55 years. It's a liquid coating, and it's tried and proven. And this platinum product, our new powder product, is a step in a new direction for us in terms of full force into powder. And with this, we developed this powder system that has actually superior corrosion resistance. Most powders require two coats to get the type of corrosion resistance that this product has. So this is a one coat powder. The transfer efficiency is 20% better. So the material actually costs less. Applications cost less. We're not wasting as much material. There's no VOC. We've expanded the color space in the sheen. So we can make it almost a near flat up to about an E5 sheen. So it's very exciting for us.
And so just a really basic question. Powder coating versus paint, why would you choose one over the other?
Well, I mean, typically before, to get the same type of performance out of a powder, you couldn't do that. It was had to be a liquid. But now with technology, 2605, getting that long-term durability, we're able to get that with the powder. So some architects and engineers like liquid, the look of liquid. You can get some really sparkly metallic colors. But then on the powder side, you can get structure. So you can get multicolor. You can get panels to actually look like stone. So there's give and take on both sides. With powder coatings, I mean, they're a little bit more durable in terms of scratch resistance. There's less touch-up. But the powder is actually moving forward really quickly, especially in today's environment.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you're doing to serve architects as a representative? Are there specific services that you provide to help architects sort of pick the right product for the application?
Sure. We offer AIA accredited CEUs, and that's continued education. That is always helpful for an architect. You know, we know architects, designers have their plates full when it comes to writing specifications, and there's a lot of divisions on that spec. And what we want to be is a trusted partner for those architects and designers. So they know they can call us, and when they do, they're going to get a detailed response, and we're going to give them an answer to have them want to come back and ask us another question. And that's really what we want to be. We want to establish that long-term relationship. I think relationships with architects, it's a marathon and not a sprint. So we want to establish that relationship, and over time that will then lead to a pretty lucrative relationship for not only us as a rep, but also the firm itself.
What's happening at PPG that's coming down the line? What's the future look like for PPG? Can you give us any inside scoops on what's coming next?
Well, a few things that we're developing and actually have been developed already. I mean, we've come out with a brand new flooring line, so we're extremely excited about that.
And talk about that a little bit. What type of flooring?
So they're monolith floors. We have cement floors, epoxy floors, and urethane. We've actually been developing this. We started the program, and it's out launching right now. We've developed a full group to support our flooring program.
Yep. First of all. Great. Yeah. All right. Anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap things up?
I don't think so. Very much look forward to listening to not only this, but the rest of the manufacturer reps in the hopes of learning something. So thanks for doing this.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's fun. I appreciate you guys coming by and talking to me a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
If you liked this episode of the Entree Architect Podcast, please share a rating on your podcast player right now. Go ahead, click 5 stars. Then write a review and share a link to this special episode with a friend. This episode of the Entree Architect Studio, it was brought to you by ARCAD, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more, all for free at ARCAD.com. Go check them out, ARCAT.com. Entree Architect is a member of Gable Media, the largest, most engaged podcast network in the world that's dedicated exclusively to the AEC industry. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GableMedia.com. If you offer building products or serve the AEC industry and you want to join me here at the Entree Architect Studio, let's connect. Send me an email at podcast@entrearchitect.com. That's podcast at EntreArchitect.com. Thanks for listening to this special episode here at the Entree Architect Studio. I'll be back with our next regular episode of the Entree Architect podcast this Friday. Until then, love, learn, and share what you know.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.